You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
We're going to talk some Little League Baseball here on Drive Time Sports today. Some Babe Ruth baseball. It was an exciting weekend as the Carbon County Battle Baseball team picked up the Pacific Southwest Regional Championship, and they did it in thrilling fashion, coming through the one-loss bracket. We did get to talk to most members of the team last week, and we're going to do that again this week, but we are going to get things going with the battle manager, Derek Martinez, who's joining us right now. And Derek, I appreciate you making time. I know the last 48 hours have been wild for you guys because it's such a quick turnaround as you prepare to go to New York, but nonetheless, congratulations and thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You and I were going back and forth all week, getting updates, following statistics out on Game Changer, and just kind of looking at the way things were shaping up for you guys. It started off in a really dominant fashion for you guys, picking up an 11-0 win, and then you hit a snag in that second day. And I think that's a perfect place to start because it is so difficult to come through a one-loss bracket if you lose in one of the first 2 days. I've always felt that in a tournament with the amount of pitching and the strict counts that you guys have to deal with.
Yeah, dealing with the pitch count is really tough in a tournament with this format. And, you know, losing a game early is very tough to figure out with the team and how we're going to go about the next few games. You know, if you listen to our boys, every interview, you heard them kind of talking about wanting to play Hawaii.
Yeah.
In that second game, I think, you know, some nerves kind of got to them. And just, you know, just that type of stuff with baseball. You're seeing a team that, you know, you never beat. You know, it gets tough. And that they in their minds, they're already thinking, you know, can we do this? You know, we face these troubles with those teams that we're facing in Utah that are top seed teams. Every once in a while, we'll play a number one team. And just in their minds, we're trying to get them right to say, hey, we can do this. If we just play our game, we're going to be good.
Yeah, there's that Hawaii stigma, right, that kind of hovers over. I mean, and it's not just the boys, it's the community. Whenever we talk Babe Ruth, Little League Baseball, Cal Ripken, whatever it is, people bring up Hawaii. And so when you guys finally beat Hawaii in that one-loss bracket, I'm sure that right there was just a huge lift for these boys, I would assume.
And that was huge for them. And you know, to be honest, once I seen them playing the way they were and gelling the way they were, I started to panic a little bit because I thought, man, they're going to do it and we're going to have to figure out how to get out to New York.
Yeah, because you should not have lost to Hawaii the first go-around. It was a 4-2. You left bases loaded three times. You should not have lost that game.
Correct. We had a struggle getting runs across in that first game. Our defense was solid. Our pitching was solid all week. Just that game, we had some issues getting some runs across. But like I said, I think it, you know, that's how baseball goes sometimes. And I think the nerves were getting the best of some of them in that game.
At what point did you say, we're going to win this tournament? And that's probably a tough question for you as a coach to answer, because I know you expect to win every time you go out there. But when you get down to four teams, three teams, two teams, when does it sink in? Like, yeah, this is ours to lose at this point.
You're right. I mean, I go into every game, you know, with the intentions to win for sure. I did know that there was, you know, several of these teams had really good pitchers and it was going to be tough. I mean, it is baseball. You never know what's going to happen. You can hit balls that hard at, you know, someone all day long and not be able to score runs. I just, for our boys, I the way they were acting, how they were getting up in the dugout, how they were picking each other up, just the, how they were carrying themselves. I you know, after that game, going into that next game, I just didn't think we would lose another game just because of their demeanor.
And a lot of that has to do with camaraderie. I know you guys, you're playing months and months out of the year. It never really stop, yeah. Right? I mean, when we look at this group of kids, it is a different realm today when we talk about Babe Ruth or Cal Ripken Ball. It's different today than it was 10, 15 years ago, right? So when you start looking at this team and you put into the equation all the time spent traveling, all the time playing and getting to know each other's personality and the way they kind of hold themselves, that probably plays a pretty big role in winning a championship, doesn't it?
It is a big part. I mean, they're not just playing for themselves. They're playing for each other. Yeah. And you watch them and you hear them, and it's just a fun thing to be a part of, and it's a fun thing to watch these kids learn that stuff and what a team is and what it takes to be a you know this type of team. They know they're playing for each other as well.
Every time talking to the kids, you know, we always ask, how long have you guys been playing together? 5, 6 years? I mean, however long this team has been together. But that's a long time to get to know each other, right? That's a long time to get to know the tendencies of one another. Mm-hmm. When someone needs to be picked up, when someone needs to be left alone. I mean, those are all elements that there's no statistical analysis for that kind of stuff.
There's not. And the thing about these guys is they're best friends on and off the field. In a small community, they're still playing, basketball together, football together. When they're not playing a sport, they're in a group chat going fishing, planning a fishing trip or doing something else. So, yeah, these guys are a pretty special group. They gel real well. They love each other, and they just enjoy being around each other.
Again, we're being joined right now by manager Derek Martinez of the Battle Baseball, the 13U, now Pacific Southwest Regional Champions. It's never been done here, right? Locally.
No.
It's never been done. And so when you guys get that final out, I saw the pictures and some videos. You got a Gatorade bath, right? When that moment finally hits, what is that like? Because this is a team that has been capable of this moment in other tournaments before, but they've never got to experience it.
They have been capable, and these guys have really won so many tournaments and done so well over the years. To see them celebrate the way they did was a pretty special moment, because we do play a lot through the summer, and they've won several tournaments, and sometimes it's like, okay, game's over, line up, get your ring, and go home.
It's expected, right, for a lot of those? Yeah.
Right, and to see how excited and how much it meant to them was pretty big. And I could just tell, talking to some of the kids, they were drained after a single game in a day. They were, taking naps, and it is emotionally draining for them. They knew what was on the line, and they were laying it all out there.
And talking with Rob Smith, manager of the high school, obviously one of your assistants on this team, throughout the high school season, he always puts an emphasis, you got to hit the ball, you got to hit the ball, you got to hit the ball, you got to hit the ball. And I know that you guys are just kind of reversed roles, right, when we're talking high school. You're in the dugout with him. Mm-hmm. It's hit the ball, hit the ball, hit the ball. You guys hit the ball extremely well in this tournament. I mean, you guys had 75 runs. Mm-hmm. You're not going to lose very many tournaments when you're scoring 75 runs over the course of 6 games.
Correct. And I think, for both our teams, our battle team and high school team, it's just a matter of confidence in what they're doing. They're all capable. We watch them do it every day in practice. It's just a matter of taking what you're working on in the cages and on at your practice and transferring that over to your live ABs in the field and just carrying that kind of confidence of, I'm wanting to be the guy when I'm up there.
I'm not going to put you in the spot of talking about specific individual performances. That's tough as a coach. I know every kid played a huge role. We don't want to leave anyone out. But you did have some really solid pitching performances. And when they receive instant run support, I was talking to Rigdon here last week, and he said, when you get run support immediately, it's so much easier to play. And I know that's common sense baseball, right, at any level. But specifically at this age group, it just seems like it's a sigh of relief when they walk out on the field up 1, 2, 3, 4 runs.
It is, and, after our loss, we, for those next 3 games, we were actually visitors, and so we were able to, hit first and get out there, put up a few runs, and I think that really did help with their confidence, the way our, we were ahead and we were ready to roll, and they just, put their foot down and kept going.
Yeah, yeah. Now let's talk about the last 48 hours and what it's been like for you, because I know you guys are obviously asking the community for some help. You guys have to travel to Jamestown, New York, and that is coming up on August 14th. You do not have a whole lot of time to do this. What does it all entail, I guess, is the first question, because we know you guys are going to be going to New York. You're going to be playing baseball. But as a manager, what have you had to do over the last 48 hours to get set for this?
So, as soon as the game was over, we were in a meeting with the regional commissioners trying to figure out everything that we were going to need to do that day. So that, was the championship Saturday. And basically being given our packet, we have to have uniforms ordered by the day. We have to get our hotels booked for our team and the people traveling to watch our team, staying in the same hotels. You got to get your flights booked for, from the 14th to the 24th. And there's a lot. It is a lot of stuff happening. The uniform stuff is always really hard because it's the kids are always growing. We're, you know, getting size charts and everything, trying to measure them. You never know; those kids grow so fast. It gets a little crazy, yeah. And it's pretty hectic trying to organize all this stuff. We have great team moms and that are getting, you know, T-shirts and different things, outfits for the opening ceremonies and things like that. So we have some good sponsors that are helping us with some uniform stuff that for secondary uniforms for there's a Salute to Service Day out there that's pretty cool. So yeah.
And I know we have the Venmo account we have listed on the radio station's webpage. If anybody wants to get involved, just castlecountryradio.com. You'll see the article about the state or about the Pacific Southwest Regional Championship. Click on that. You can donate if you would like. What is the format of this tournament look like? So it's 10 days. What do you guys have to go through to come out as champions in this realm?
You know, as far as I know, and they haven't really released the brackets yet, there's still some regionals that are happening.
Okay.
But I believe there's a game a day in the winner's bracket. I think there's a one-day break. If you drop down into the loser's bracket, you may end up playing multiple games. I'm really not sure yet.
I was thinking similar to Cooperstown in a way, right?
Yes, it should be.
Yeah.
Yep. I know it. Yeah, there it should be. I do believe that. You know, for those teams that travel out, if you happen to lose your first two games, there is a loser's bracket tournament that will happen after that. I mean, they've asked you to spend a ton of money and a lot of time to be out there, and so they're trying to provide some games regardless.
Very neat. Can't wait to follow these boys again. That's August 14th through the 24th. You guys are essentially going to be playing from the 15th on, right?
Yes.
From the 15th on. Coach, before I let you go, I want to get your perspective on one more thing, because you said something before we hopped on the air, and I think it's important for the community to know. They played a huge role in showing up and watching these boys play.
They do play a huge role. To see the support we had this week was incredible. You know, these boys go through a lot. This is a high-pressure situation. You know, I'm talking to them about, you know, stepping back and breathing a lot. When they're in those high pressure situations, but with the size of the crowds that were there, with the, you know, knowing what was on the line, man, it just, to see those boys go through that and battle through it was pretty incredible. But, you know, I think they were excited to play in front of the crowds. Man, the bleachers were full. It was so impressive to see, you know, how many people were out in the outfield, down both lines, yeah, above the dugout. And just the support from people in their calls and texts, you know, we appreciate it so much. And man, it was just a fun thing for everybody.
Yeah, it's a great thing for sure. It's awesome that we have a representative now going to the Little League World Series or Babe Ruth World Series. That's the first time it's ever happened from this area. First time.
It is. And I think from what we were told, it's the third, we're the third team from Utah to be able to do this. So.
It's an elite company.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I do want to say thanks to, you know, Babe Ruth, Cal Ripken, Jill Tolley putting on this tournament, and all her girls that helped. It was a special thing for everybody. It was a special thing for our community. And sometimes they don't get, you know, the thanks they deserve. And,
yeah.
And man, they just did a great job. I mean, of course, it's easy to sit here and say that after you won a tournament, but... You know, I did reach out to him before, you know, even our second game to say this is such a special thing. So,
well, Coach, I do appreciate you again coming in today. I'm really looking forward to talking with some of the boys over the next few days and just kind of getting their side of things. Because, again, first time in this area's history that this is happening. Congratulations and thank you for everything you've done for baseball in the community. It's a pleasure to get you in here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let's pause for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up. We are live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM and 750 AM.